Break in those hunting boots today to minimize blisters on your feet later. We're sizing things up next on Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement has been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Always break in those hunting boots early to minimize uncomfortable feet. Back in camp, Peter Milburn with Sportsman's Warehouse sizes things up.
Here's my number one pet peeve about people getting boots for hunting trips. Buy them before, long before you're going hunting, and wear them around your house or wear them in the yard or take walks in them and get used to those boots before you go out. Don't buy a pair of boots on Friday to go out Saturday and hunt pheasants, because you're going to end up with blisters and sore feet. And it doesn't matter how well that boot fits. Get your foot used to it. Get the footbed set to your foot before you go out there and start tromping around 8 miles in the brush. Get the boots ahead of time. Wear them a little bit. Break them in a little bit. Get your foot used to them, especially if you're a person that tends to wear low shoes most of the time. Because as soon as you go to a mid or a high top shoe, if you've been wearing low shoes, you're going to get some ache in your Achilles for the first little while until you get used to them. So definitely get your boots ahead of time. Wear them, break them in a little bit, get your footbed used to them. You'll have a much better experience than buying them Friday before your hunt. Yeah, it's kind of like walking in and not even trying the shoes on. Oh, I'm a 10 and taking them, because different companies, their shoe sizes are a little bit different. So I always ask people, please try them on.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.